The dry bean scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your partner for better dry bean solutions. North Dakota State University Extension agronomist Hans Kandel is our guest. Hans, tell me about the NDSU row crop tour set for September 1st.
In Carrington, every year we have a lot of trials out, and there is the row crop tour, and basically we're looking at the corn crops, soybeans, dry bean, and sunflower. So there are variety trials, but also a lot of management trials. So with wagons, we will go to the various crops and look at the management systems that are used. So we will have also the dry bean breeder out, who will talk about some of the varieties that are located at Carrington. And also there is some trial work done on dry beans and all the other crops. So each tour stop is between 15 to 20 minutes, and at the end of the tour, there is an opportunity to interact with all the speakers, as well as dinner is served at the station. Carrington has what we call rain-fed section, but also irrigation. So we compare the yields under the two systems. Currently, the dry beans are looking really nice, and it is nice to see the different behavior of the variety trials this time of the year, because we start to see the pod development and how the plants are standing up under the current conditions. So for farmers to get a good impression about what the variety is capable of, it is always good to look at the end of the season and compare the varieties side by side in the field.
The dry bean scene, brought to you by SRS Commodities, North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, and BASF, your partner for better dry bean solutions.